Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. House has approved a resolution formally asking Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, Pence says he won't do it.
In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Vice President Pence wrote that he did not, quote, believe such a course of action is in the best interest of our nation or consistent with the Constitution. He goes on to note that he did not exert powers beyond his constitutional authority last week and certified President-elect Joe Biden's victory in November, and he said he did not plan to yield those powers now. Pence wrote using the 25th Amendment to remove Trump would set a terrible precedent. He instead quoted the Bible and urged Congress to focus on the Biden transition and avoid taking actions that would inflame the passions of the moment any further. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
FBI officials say they knew about possible threats against the U.S. Capitol before last week's insurrection and shared that intelligence with law enforcement agencies. Acting U.S. Attorney for Washington Michael Sherman says the minor charges against the suspects arrested so far are only the beginning.
The FBI, working with the U.S. Attorney's offices across the country, and the crux of those being in D.C., we're looking at significant felony cases tied to sedition and conspiracy.
The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to suspects who planted bombs outside Washington offices for the Republican and Democratic Party. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says his city is considering whether to sever business ties to President Trump in wake of the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Details from NPR's Sally Herships.
The Trump Organization, made up of hundreds of businesses owned by the president, has contracts to run concessions in New York City parks, a carousel, two ice rinks, and a golf course. The attractions bring the company a reported $17 million a year. But de Blasio says after the president's actions last week, he's looking for a way out.
The president incited a rebellion against the United States government, clearly unconstitutional act. And people died. That's unforgivable.
De Blasio says New York City's contracts are under review by its legal team. The city is looking to join a growing list of major organizations, announcing plans to sever their business ties with Trump, including the PGA Golf Tour and Deutsche Bank. Sally Herships, NPR News.
A Kansas woman has become the first female federal inmate to be executed in the U.S. in nearly 70 years. 52-year-old Lisa Montgomery was condemned for the 2004 murder of a pregnant woman and cutting the fetus from the victim's body. She was put to death by lethal injection at a federal complex in Indiana. This is NPR News. The Associated Press is reporting that former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is facing a new investigation over Flint's water scandal. The disaster began in 2014 when state regulators switched the city's water supply to the Flint River because it was cheaper. The new water source was not properly treated, causing lead to leach from the city's old pipes. Doctors then found high levels of lead in blood drawn from children who have been exposed to the risk of brain damage. Brazil says China's coronavirus vaccine is far less effective than originally stated. The drug made by the biopharmaceutical company Sinovac was tested in multiple countries. But as NPR's Emily Fang reports, the Sinovac company released its complete clinical data on the vaccine in stages.
Brazil originally reported the vaccine's efficacy at 78% overall. But new data submitted to Brazil's health regulator shows the vaccine is now 50.4% effective. The disparity comes from a change in how the trial counted infections. This time, they included participants who contracted the coronavirus but experienced very mild symptoms. Sinovac and another Chinese vaccine company, Sinopharm, have not released the clinical data from each country in which they are testing vaccines, prompting questions from scientists about whether the aggregate efficacy rates for each vaccine are valid. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are higher. On stock markets across Asia, shares are mixed, higher in Tokyo. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR